I'm Sue Slezak.
I'm David Wax.
You guys are pretty well known for having a lot of Mexican elements in your music.
Colas, colas, colas sin Nicolas. Hey, Chile, but you never got across. No, you couldn't get out of Mexico once you got.
But I think it's interesting that your main fan base is in Boston in the Northeast, because you don't normally think of those two cultures as really being very strongly connected. Have you seen a good reception elsewhere in the country with this kind of southern sound?
Yeah, we the southern sound, you're right, because in part comes from the Mexican influence, but most of the band didn't grow up in the Northeast. I grew up in Virginia. David and Jordan are from Missouri, so you might be also hearing kind of our some of our southern roots showing in the band's sound. But we definitely have had a great reception in the West Coast and down south, as well as in China. We just got back from a trip to China a couple months ago and had a great time there. So far we've only played one show in Mexico, but we hope to continue that.
Tonight is your first show on a very short tour opening for Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. How did you get connected with Josh?
I guess our first real connection with Josh Ritter was through Sam Kassir, who's producer of Josh Ritter's records and also the keyboardist in Josh's band. And Sam Kassir produced our latest record, Everything Is Saved, as well as our upcoming record. So I think it was really through Sam, although a lot of the guys in his band, I mean, it's a band that got started in Boston as well, and so we have a lot of connections in the Boston scene that I think were how we first met Josh and got to know the guys in his band.
Is Sam producing your upcoming album?
Exactly, yeah. Sam produced the new record that's coming out in September.
Does this album have a title yet?
Yeah, it's called Knock Knock Get Up.
Was this recorded at Sam's studio?
Mm-hmm, exactly. It was recorded at the Great North Sound Society in rural Maine, which is Sam Kassir's studio, old farmhouse up there.
What's it like recording in a farmhouse?
Well, it definitely feels old. I think it was built in the 1700s. So it's really a beautiful old building, and we have both of the records we've recorded with Sam. We happen to be free during the middle of winter, so the Everything Is Saved, the first record we did with him, we recorded in January, and this Knock Knock Get Up we recorded this past February. So it's totally snowy, freezing cold, but really it's an escape and a place to get away and really focus on the recording. And we cook communal meals and all sleep in the upstairs bedrooms of the farmhouse, so it's a really wonderful atmosphere.
You guys just released a new music video this past week, or rather two music videos. Can you tell me a little about that?
Sure. So we just released a music video for our single Will You Be Sleeping, which is the first song on our new album Knock Knock Get Up.
The curve of your neck, not a word I've used, but for the first time I feel blessed.
We worked with a really wonderful videographer, a friend of ours, Harvey Robinson, down in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he had this idea that we would send him pictures of us as kids dressed up, and then we'd kind of mimic those costumes and pictures in the video. And that took an interesting turn, because the picture I sent him, one of the pictures I sent him was of me holding a boa constrictor, a 6-foot boa constrictor, and I was dressed up as a snake handler for a play in ninth grade. And so luckily he had a friend who had a 9-foot albino boa constrictor, so we used that for the video and got dressed up in similar outfits, and David sent some pictures of him dressed up as cowboy and kind of boxing and playing around, so you'll see the boxing images in the film as well.
Layered, it's complex. I don't know, we tried to pack a lot of emotion in it, and we really trusted Harvey to do something kind of weird and and out there and gave him free rein to do that. So it's really his vision and his interpretation of our song. But what's very exciting about it is that the route that it ended up taking was he ended up making two separate music videos to the same song, and one is a dream sequence from my perspective and one is a dream sequence from Suze's perspective. So it's pretty exciting that it ended up becoming two different works of art that kind of, you know, are in dialogue with each other and with the song. Whatever you do, please leave the bed.